Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. And thanks for joining us on the America Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about being prepared. Some events recently have, you know, kind of given us the indication we may not be prepared as we thought we were. So we're going to look into how we can, you know, fix that. Also, we're going to be talking about maybe some things that you can do that will lower your mortality rate and help you regenerate. So we got lots to talk about. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And we're lifting all of those in Houston, Texas up in prayer. Let's not forget to lift them up in prayer. They're going through some serious trials right now. So we're praying for the Lord's hand to be on them. And, you know, but before before we get to all that great stuff, we want you to seek the Lord's face and mind the time and spend time with the Lord. It's not time that you will be wasting. And I did bring my devotional today. And today it says, this is from Psalms 4 and Revelation 21. It goes like this: grow strong in the light of my presence. As my face shines upon you, you receive nutrients that enhance your growth in grace. I designed you to communicate with me face to face, and this interaction strengthens your soul. Such communication provides a tiny glimpse of what awaits you in heaven, where all barriers between you and my glory will be removed. This meditative time will bless you, and you experience my presence here and now. You are refreshed by the hope of heaven, where you will know me with ecstatic joy. Absolutely. Amen. So while you're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, pray for Houston. And mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, first up in the quack report, they say half of the farmed salmon, not wild caught, but the farmed salmon, is deaf. Right. This is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries Division. They explained that the aquaculture of farm-raised breeding fish, rearing them up, and then also, you know, selling them and also releasing them into rivers, lakes, and oceans could have long-term effects on the environment they're just not sure of, while it also affects the marketplace, the nutritional value of the seafood that we're buying. So researchers at the University of Melbourne, Australia, they did a study, got published in the Journal of Experimental Biology. They say half of the world's farmed salmon are deaf as a direct result of accelerated growth rates found in aquaculture. So, you know, they grow them on fish farms, and they say the research team says that the quicker growth rates caused a deformity of the otolithus. It's a tiny crystal in the fish's inner ear, which helps them detect sound. So it gives them a hearing loss when that's not allowed to develop normally. Mm. Moving along in the quack report, if anybody has someone that they know that has Alzheimer's, there's a report that says their memories, Alzheimer's patients, their memories may not be lost, just kind of blocked from the brain being able to retrieve them. This is research that has inspired new hope with those with memory loss. Scientists from Columbia University Medical Center discovered that it may be possible to retrieve those memories otherwise thought to be lost. So they published their article in the Journal of Hippocampus, and the team's research suggests that Alzheimer's disease does not totally erase your memory. Instead, it just interferes with the brain's ability to recall that information. So while their discoveries were found using mice, in coordination with their research, they think it holds true also for humans. So the notion that Alzheimer's simply disrupts memory recall rather than destroying memories completely actually could change the way they look and treat and deal with Alzheimer protocols. So there you go. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, if you like walnuts, here's another reason to like them. Other than being a healthy snack, it has other benefits, according to researchers at Bethel Israel Medical Center. They say that when you eat walnuts, it can lead to a reduction in food cravings and increase the feeling of fullness. So they found that if you consume walnuts, as it's associated with an area of the brain that changes that hunger, food craving impulse. So walnuts not only make you feel full, they make you feel satisfied and full, and then you're not munching on stuff you shouldn't. So if you want to lose weight, get some walnuts. And that wraps the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, you know, my heart goes out to all those in Houston, as you probably are also thinking, the flooding there, the devastation there. Oh, so I thought, you know, maybe this is a good time to touch back on the topic of getting prepared, because we heard about being prepared for, what, a decade or more? But a catastrophe like this just reminds us how important it is to be prepared and to stay up on our preparedness. So over the last two decades, people who have been preparing for the worst have been, you know, mocked. They've been called those preppers. Those who are preparing to survive devastating events have also been marked as part of American movement to prepare for emergencies, which include economic collapses and various forms of war. So a lot of people, not just Americans, are not prepared for unforeseen catastrophic events that can wipe out housing and infrastructure, the distribution of food and water, medication, and even rescue services. So everyone should do what they can to prepare for devastating events. Now, the best method I have found is to have a location within an hour's drive of home, preferably in a higher elevation and one that has less population, because this location should, you know, be stocked with your necessities for several weeks, if not months. So you should have food and water, clothing, and all that good stuff. So if the location needs to be more than an hour away, it just means it would take longer to get there if you had to walk to it. So why would you want to walk? Well, in the event, you know, the cities are dangerous or unfit for living and you need to leave and there is no transportation, no gasoline, an hour's drive will equal 3 days on foot. So try to remember that. So for this reason, you may need a backpack with some essentials that are necessary. Now, September is National Preparedness Month. Yep, we're coming right up on September here. So we're going to take a look at how we can be as prepared as possible when events disrupt our lives. Now, the motto of the National Preparedness Organization, they say, disasters don't plan ahead, you do. And that's a good motto to have. We should plan ahead and try to anticipate the worst. And you really should count on yourself to be prepared, you know, because as the recent flooding in Houston of 2017 is revealing, and other disaster events of the last decade, we should not count on government to be fully prepared or be immune to being overwhelmed, because that's what we're seeing in Houston. Their emergency services are overwhelmed. So with all the civic planning, the emergency broadcast system, FEMA, the Red Cross, we still are seldom adequately prepared for disasters. Now, reports have revealed that most states and the federal government are not prepared to handle a significant event. Now, experts have stated that the government is currently less prepared than prior to 9/11. Now, according to the report in The Atlantic, they said, quote, despite 12 years of warning, the nation is not prepared against a terror attack, end of quote. So since the U.S. government takes forever to take action, usually, it is doubtful any changes have really been made since 2013. So there's these outdated and antiquated policies actually from the 1940s that some government agencies are still following. Now, for instance, if we don't have at least 6 Supreme Court judges, there's no way critical decisions about legal matters in the Constitution can occur. Of course, Congress can assign new judges, but if 60 or more congressmen are out of commission, where does that leave us? So as you see, the people of Houston have, you know, stepped up and are helping themselves. Other states are assisting while the White House Congress discuss what money they may send Texas. So with the gap of differences and the hostility within Washington and Congress, it seriously hinders reaction time. And it's like our federal government has a giant hernia and it hasn't done any heavy lifting for two decades. Well, here's a quote from The Atlantic Politics and Policies in their daily edition, 2013. They said this: to my horror, I realized that the United States had no plans in place to deal with a surprise terrorist attack for any of the branches of government. So if a major attack incapacitated Congress, the Supreme Court, or the nation would have no way to replace them, end of quote. So with President Trump not having his cabinet all approved and in place, we're kind of limping along here. How can things get updated and fixed, you know, when we got stuff like that going on. Well, here's some steps we might want to, you know, start facilitating for ourselves. You want to contact the appropriate agencies to determine if you live in a flood zone or in a zone prone to landslides or earthquakes or tornadoes and other devastating acts of nature. You want to be aware that even if you have insurance to cover these events, it's not 100%, and policy disclaimers can restrict the conditions making your event difficult to qualify for the coverage, like flood insurance is kind of like that. Now, other plans that should be made and also practiced, you know, you just don't want to, you know, shelve them for a decade and not revisit them. You got to keep them fresh. These, like, in other words, you got to know your evacuation route and also the backup routes in case the main one is blocked. So if flooding is not an issue but violence is, then the sewer system really could be used as a safer way to exit a city. So keep that in mind. Also, a compass should be in your backpack, along with a knife or other means of defense. Have some rain gear, and other protective gear should be also inside your backpack, maybe with a small pup tent, an insulated blanket, and other items for shelter. Also, a standard first aid kit is very helpful for those non-life-threatening injuries, but you want to be prepared for broken bones and other complications as well. And don't forget a good flashlight, a canteen full of water, fresh water, and a map. And even better, you may want to have some hiking trail maps if you want to avoid crowded roadways. So for more details on what your backpack should include and what your emergency destination should have stocked, you might want to pick up the book Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse by James Wesley Rawls. And Rawls is a former military operative and has extensive survival training advice for you. That makes a whole lot of sense. All right, so then there's the concept of multiple disasters, you know, because as the storm around Texas down and the waters recede, we'll try to get back to normal. And this is but one disaster. So a nation should be prepared for multiple disasters occurring at the same time. So one thing is for sure, the best and the worst tend to come out of people during a disaster. You have the heroes and you have the looters. Now, New Orleans, after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, was an example to us what could happen. So you want to be aware, you want to be sober, and you want to be prepared. Well, another form of currency it's so good to have on hand. Still an essential to have a survival plan, to have another form of currency. Many people, you know, start gold and silver, which is an option. And your emergency location should have some extra items you intend to use to trade or barter with, because you don't know how long you're going to be there. So here are some examples. You can have fresh water. You could barter with that. And maybe if you have a portable water filtration system, you can filter water for people and they can give you something in exchange. Also, coffee is a good item to barter with, as well as nuts and seeds. Maybe this is a good time to start a seed bank for yourself and have that as a form of currency, like in ancient times, that's what it was. Also, bullets. If you have bow and arrows or knives that you can trade, as well as tools, everyday tools and gardening type of tools, as well as clothes. So, you know, you can go down to the Goodwill and you can stock up on a bunch of clothes and boots and hats and gloves and stuff like that. And you can have those as trade items. Also, don't forget your herbal medicines. Those are going to be your backup supply of things to keep you well. And you could also trade some of those. So let's look at our emergency items. So there are many medic emergency kits that you could actually purchase on the internet, which include, you know, your blood pressure cuffs, your stethoscope, and, you know, items to help stop bleeding and even to suture up some wounds. So it's going to be a worthy investment to have these kits as an extension of your standard first aid kit. And you'll remember, if they have over-the-counter products in them for like pain or allergies or digestive upset things, the most common ailments, those items have a shelf life of about 2 years. And if you plan to use these items, you want to keep them up to date because you never want to take expired medicines because these drugs start to break down after their expiration date and they become poisonous. and you just don't want to take them. So now, if hospital emergency care is really not an option, then you'd better have a backup plan for things like pandemics and heart attacks and venomous bites, and also have your backup medicines for things like diabetes and cardiovascular disease, cancer, and whatever. Now, you want to select some natural medicines because they're going to have your long shelf life of about 10 years. And you'll find many of these items at Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call, and they can help you stock your emergency plan with their organic natural medicines, and they have a 10-year shelf life. So you can call now before the disaster strikes and get prepared. That's what you do. You know, that old saying is you don't learn to shoot the gun during the war. See? Good advice. So give Apothecary Herbs a call, and to order or request a free product catalog, the number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you would dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them on the website, thepowerherbs.com. Now, that's where your healthcare options just became endless when you're dealing with situations like this and you're getting prepared. They just came out with a new nerve regenerator formula that's available in several sizes, so you can check that out there. So it helps, you know, strengthen and rebuild nerves that it's kind of to wake them up. It's not to sedate them. So you can check that out online. Or give them a call at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered and prepared. That's what it's about. All right, so we've got lots of things we're going to talk about, including we got herbs that will help with our mortality rate, and we've got, you know, regeneration herbs to talk about. So we're going to talk about the herbs that will lower our mortality rate, especially, you know, in emergencies like what we're experiencing in Texas and other places. You know, just having your options open. You know, having a backup plan is always good. I mean, I don't think you can have too many options, to be honest. Now, according to recent research that was published in January 9th, 2007, in the Journal of Public Library of Science, there are additional reasons why we should include chili peppers in our diet. So I was made aware of this journal article by one of the newsletter readers. So if you're not on the newsletter list at thepowerherbs.com, do so. The newsletters are free. There's no subscription fee, and it will give you lots of healthy information that you can pass on to family and friends. So you just go to thepowerherbs.com, and you click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free there. So actually, the study that on the chili peppers proves that, you know, God has given us some really excellent nutrition, powerful nutrition that helps to heal and sustain our human body. So we're going to take a look at it. We're going to get into a little spicy history, but it's interesting that spice lowers mortality rate. That's right. Chili peppers have been around thousands of years, and often, you know, they're used in culinary dishes to spice them up to improve the taste of the food. And they were used a lot before refrigeration to cover up the taste of spoiled meats and things like that. So spices like chili peppers also have this dual purpose. It's a medicine for the body. And if we look at some ancient writings from Hippocrates to Galen, even the ancient Egyptians, we can see they actually wrote down the observation of the benefits from eating hot, spicy food. Now, science has studied a lot of spices to determine that they contain these bioactive compounds. And in the case of the chili peppers, they tend to release or remove fluids from the body that you don't need. So they have long been known to improve, you know, things like circulation and remove blockages and move mucus out and tend to inhibit fungus and other pathogenic bacteria from growing. So medicinal science is actually just now catching up and documenting what the chili pepper can do to protect you against diseases like obesity, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and even various cardiovascular diseases that we don't have time to list. But the chili peppers can take care of a whole lot of illness out there. Now, science has also discovered that your hot peppers contain antioxidants and can reduce a lot of inflammation. And whatever we heard recently in the mainstream media that, you know, inflammation is the cause of a lot of problems, including cancer and other things. Now, of course, the ancients already knew that, you know, hot cayenne peppers reduce inflammation, and they would often use chili peppers with ginger, another anti-inflammatory herb, so they would kind of double the action of anti-inflammation by using those two together for severe and very painful conditions. Now, China did some research. The Asians, big fans of hot, spicy stuff. If you ever go to a Chinese restaurant, and they have hot, spicy food dishes there. So they've been analyzing the chili pepper, and they say it offers a lot of protection from cancer. So they also showed there's protection from other conditions like heart disease and respiratory diseases. So they said the secret to using your hot spices is to incorporate them into your daily lifestyle before an illness even develops for the best resistance, which I can't argue with at all. All right, so, you know, prevention. An ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure, as they say. Now, of course, some cultures will consume more herbs and spices than others, and a lot of cultural studies have proven a significant amount of these types of spices used consistently prevent a lot of disease. And cultural studies have proven, you know, some people just don't get the diseases that Western cultures do, basically because of their lifestyle. All right, so let me, we have time to talk about one study. One study, there was a study, they had listed some evidence they found hundreds of years ago that chilies promote life-saving benefits. Yeah, so the study involved this collaborative work, the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey was involved, and it was using information they got from the ancient writings, but they also went and used a sampling of United States adults from 1988 to 94. So in this information, they also got some information from the National Death Index. And the question they were asking is, what is this consumption of chili peppers? Does it lower the risk of mortality? So what they concluded was that those who consume the chili peppers lowered their mortality risk by about 12 to 13% over those who didn't consume chili peppers. So according to this study, those who ate more chili peppers, they tend to be more young, white, Mexican-American males, and they're married. And they also drink alcohol and they smoke, but they eat more vegetables than they do meat, and they have lower HDL or bad cholesterol. Other information in the survey was they tend to be of lower income and education brackets. Well, I guess they're pretty smart, though, if they're eating chili peppers and extending their longevity. So according to this research, the segment of the American public who eats chili peppers has 13% lower hazard of death compared to the rest of us that don't eat the peppers. So the research confirms other research on, you know, different populations that were published in, you know, the British Medical Journal in 2015. They were talking about the consumption of spicy foods and the total cause of mortality. So the message being promoted is that people have power to live longer based on what they're doing in their lifestyle. Well, makes sense. Obvious metabolic stimulation from the chili peppers and can inhibit a lot of deadly effects of diseases like diabetes, obesity, and so forth. So the beauty is it's a natural medicine. You don't need medical science to give you permission to use it. You don't have side effects. It's inexpensive. No toxicity. I say go for the chili peppers. That's what I say. I know. It's an amazing thing. Something simple and so easy to use can actually save your life. So we're going to be talking about that and much more on the other side of this break. Be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. And we're talking about, you know, extending your life. Your mortality is going to be shortened if you eat some chili peppers, according to scientific research. And, of course, the ancient world knew this. A Vermont study, University of Vermont did a study, Lanier College of Medicine. They said chili peppers, you know, they were confirming the mortality confirmation. When you eat more peppers, it lowers your mortality. Here's a quote from the medical students at Lerner College of Medicine. Mustafa Chopin, one of the students there in the study, says, because our study adds to the generalized ability of previous findings, chili peppers or even spicy foods, consuming them may become a dietary recommendation and or fuel for further research in the form of clinical trials. All right, what are some other benefits? Well, chili peppers also can help protect your digestive tract from developing ulcers, from you having problems like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, having chronic constipation, and other digestive disorders. So the peppers help, and they don't hinder other medical or medicinal herbs, so you can actually layer in your chili peppers with other herbs like echinacea and astragalus and other herbs there. So chili peppers are really considered a catalyst herb. They offer a synergistic benefit if you want to use them with other herbs. So the peppers improve the circulation of the body, act like a transport for these other herbs you're using, get them around the system quickly. And peppers assist the body in assimilating nutrients and enhance your digestion of all your foods, not just your herbs. So the ancient civilizations of the world, they had access to a lot of chili peppers, like Mexico and South America, Africa, the West Indies, and parts of Europe. They all used peppers and a variety of them for all different conditions. So ancient writings said they used the peppers for ailments like arthritis, female reproduction disorders, infections, of course, heart problems, used as a laxative or diuretic, used for treating ulcers. I know some people say, man, hot peppers on ulcers, you can't be serious. Well, peppers numb nerve endings, so it gets the pain out of the way so you can heal better. Also, peppers, in the ancient world, they used it for thyroid conditions to help purge toxins out of the body, for respiratory disorders like sinus infections. Overall tonics, they used them for that, as well as an athletic stimulant and wound treatment. Okay, it's great for stopping hemorrhaging in seconds if you've got a wound there. So you probably want to know, well, how do peppers do all that great stuff? Well, the component in your chili peppers and in most hot peppers contains antibacterial oils and alkaloids. They also have counter irritants on them for soothing mucous membranes so you don't feel the pain. It numbs the nerve endings of pain and also has a diaphoretic action, so it helps remove toxins through sweat glands and through your kidneys and the urine. And once you get the toxicity out on a metabolic level, you can start your healing process. Peppers also have antispasmodic actions and dilation, obviously, of capillaries, as well as a high concentration of vitamin A, B, and C. And these help heal ethereal cells of the mucous membranes, and the high zinc in the peppers also assists your immune system. It supports your immune system. Now, it's not unheard of and not uncommon that the ancient trade routes of the world were flush with herbs and spices. You know, they were used to barter and trade with, so that you could add that to your list and your bug out location, have some cayenne there. Now, in the ancient world, it was part of the cargo system to have precious spices, and cayenne was one of them. According to the Smithsonian Institute, the cultivation and trade of chili peppers goes back thousands of years, especially in the area of the world in the Americas, the ancient Americas. They claim that their research there, they analyzed grains, starch grains, on specific trade routes in history, and they also found that they cultivated chili peppers in with the grains. This kind of growing technique, they said, predates the invention of pottery. So their findings were published in the February 2007 issue of Science, but the Smithsonian states that even European settlers that arrived in America, they had chili peppers with them and in abundance. So if you're into archaeology, the Smithsonian holds the largest collection of microscopic plant remains. And according to them, when you sort plant remains at a dig site, you get a timeline of the past. So this is how they kind of discovered that the chili peppers were traded like currency as it traveled the trade routes. And they could distinguish the difference between the wild and cultivated peppers due to the starch signature within the seeds. And they also said that where you found cultivated chili peppers, you also find corn. So this offered a kind of an ancient pattern of food and farming practices for their timeline. So the oldest site they excavated with the chili peppers was in Ecuador. But other ancient sites that had chili peppers galore were, they also grew other herbs with it, like arrowroot, yucca, squash, beans, and yams. So now for those who really like spicy foods, the chili pepper, not a problem for you. You love it. According to researchers at the Pennsylvania State University, people with outgoing personalities tend to gravitate to hot, spicy foods, which according to Peer Review Search Center, about 24% of the U.S. population likes chili peppers and gravitates towards them. So you must be outgoing. Okay, so I often get a lot of calls from people that like to compare a lot of herbal formulas. And, you know, they'll ask me about different brands of products out there. And one brand in particular is a product that people call heart drops. You've probably heard them being advertised. So when people try my heart formula, because they kind of get me confused with another program that is advertising, and so they'll call up and say, I want the heart liquid. And so we go, okay, we'll send you the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. But they think we're sending them heart drops. So when they try our stuff, they call back and say, hey, there's a big difference here. Well, yeah, the heart formula from Apothecary Herbs is a professional strength. It's stronger than the average formulas you get out there. And we also use habanero peppers for a high Scoville heat unit because it offers more power in the formula. So a lot of people can tolerate it, especially if they, you know, use it in beverages. You can put your dose in juice or water. And that doesn't affect the potency when you do that. So for people that have more sensitive stomachs and palates, they can actually put their dose in an empty veggie cap and not taste it at all and just swallow it down with some water. So if you're interested in some of the formulas that contain those hot peppers that will assist your system and also lower your mortality rate, you want to look at the formulas that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. They have the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. They have the circulation formula. They have the products in the heart attack pack, the Echinacea Deluxe for sinuses, as well as brain concentrate if you want to improve memory. Their all-in-one tonic, as well as their bowel cleanse formula A, and their skin poultice, their herbal eyewash, liquid stitches to help the skin heal quickly without a scar. They have several of those formulas in their pandemic kit and their power herb kit, and of course their snake bite kit. So you can check that all out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663 and just lower your risk to mortality by having some hot, spicy food. Or, of course, you know, the medicinal liquids are good, too. All right. We have some other things to discuss. And I wanted to talk to you about some indications of toxicity real quick, because I've been getting some calls about people, you know, especially in the summertime, you know, people run into things, they get bit by stuff, and they swell up, and people get rashes and hives. So let's talk about some indications of toxicity, because if you've ever wondered if your body is harboring dangerous amounts of toxins, now's a good time to talk about it. So there are significant indicators that can help identify toxins and maybe even specify the toxicity that you have. Now, wouldn't it be great if you could, you know, wipe out all the detox steps and, you know, just detox your body all at one time? Actually, that's not a recommended, because you want to detox a safe way. And if you want to learn how you should detox for your safety and success, you need to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they show you how to do that. So diagnosing is one of the things that most people are doing now themselves with the internet. And they're helping themselves successfully diagnose some, you know, minor problems. So that would stand to reason. You know, doctors don't want you doing that because that's their deal. They diagnose. But in many cases, for common everyday things, you could be very successful at discovering what it is that ails you. So before, you know, the economy went bad, people were kind of hesitant to go to the doctor. Presently, you know, statistics say about 50% of the people, they go to the doctor as a last resort. There was an internet survey that said 2,000 adults, and 38% of them said they researched their condition themselves, and 48% said they correctly diagnosed their problem. So we're not talking about, you know, any hasty internet searches. We're talking about people that, you know, searched through, you know, trial and error and what they were looking at, maybe even double-checked their information, and may even got a confirmation from their doctor themselves. So the reality is you have some self-help now out there, as well as going to the doctor and the medical professionals. Well, let's look at some toxic indicators that may indicate you have a problem. All right, so if you have an underlying problem, sometimes you can have a condition of the hives pop up. More important, it's kind of an immune system response. So when the skin erupts with hives, it could characterize an intense itching, whelps, or patchy redness. It can indicate more than just a typical allergic reaction to maybe some medications or from a bug bite of some kind. Hives can also be from a congestion of the capillaries, and the skin blotching is really pressure that the skin cells are being emptied of blood supply on one area and bleeding in another. So this can indicate a big problem, and it could be life-threatening, especially if you get a bullseye pattern on your skin. 15% of Americans tend to have hives and have that bullseye look to them. Well, let's look at some of the treatments people usually go get for hives. They get hormone treatments, they get antihistamines, they get antibiotics. They are prescribed steroids for all these things. And so if hives are causing any physical exertion, you know, if it's caused by physical exertion or trauma, heat, then it'll disappear on its own if that's the cause. Other types of hives are reactionary to a toxin or a type of toxin. Could be the severity of hives from, let's say, poison ivy, oak, or sumac. Or it could be from a mystery bug bite. In most cases, hives will resolve within a few hours. More severe cases may take days to clear up. So what are some of these causes? Well, one of my herbal professors, when I was in herb school, had a clinic for a few years, and many years actually, and told me that if the blood system and the liver are healthy and clean, you won't ever get hives. I thought that was interesting. Even from a bee sting, I asked. And the press says, yeah, even from a bee sting. So a sting of a bee or wasp irritates the system and creates a cascade of poisonous causing large whelps. And this can also happen if a person is allergic to certain foods and combinations of foods, or eats them when and then gets hives after he eats them, or from physical exercise. So hives can be kind of debilitating with swelling of the eyes. They can swell shut. It could swell your airway. And this is a tissue response, and it's believed to be from too much acid in the blood system. A severe case of hives stems from having really a lot of acid and even congestion of the system. And a lot of times congestion starts with a bowel that's congested and not clean. And the reason is the bowel is your major organ for toxin removal, and if it's not free-flowing of toxins, then you can get a backlog of that. All right, so a friend of mine called me once, concerned about some swelling that she got after she was stung by a wasp about an hour before. It stung her on her wrist, and she asked me to stop by to look at it. Now, she had the common sense that something was wrong, so that's why she said, come over. She didn't have any medical insurance, and she didn't like going to the doctor. So when I got there, her wrist, there was this where the bite originated, was very swollen. And the swelling was apparent all the way to her elbow within an hour of being bit. And this was alarming. I said, are you allergic to bee stings and or wasp bites? And she said she didn't think so. But what was even scarier is when I turned over her wrist, her arm, and there was this red streak going from her wrist all the way up to her armpit. I said, oh. So the body was sending signs. There's blood toxicity. Okay. So if something wouldn't, if she wasn't going to get something done, she could really be in serious trouble and have to go to the emergency room. So I said, well, this is what I would do if I was you. So I gave her some herbs for boosting her immune system and cleansing the blood and also drawing out more of the venom that was still feeding into the system at the bite site. So I said I would check on her in about an hour or so. So, yeah, in about an hour or so, the red streak was gone, the swelling was going down, and she was perfectly fine. But I said, you are allergic to bee stings, and so you need to be aware of that. And so there's a couple things you can do if you don't want to take EpiPens around, you know, or if you can't get to an EpiPen. There's some herbs you can use for that kind of reaction. So let's look at some more toxic indicators. Other indicators your system is overburdened and can't adequately deal with a lot of toxins is if you have a buildup of mucus. So mucous membranes use certain amounts of mucus to protect cell surface, and mucous membranes produce this thin, slippery secretion made from water, sugar, salt, epithelial cells, and leukocytes, and they're all suspended in this fluid. And this is necessary to protect your mucous membrane so they don't dry out. So this isn't the kind of mucus we're talking about, a thick mucus, that gobby mucus you get when you're sick. That's different. So this thin mucus for the mucous membranes is really a product called mucoid, which is mucus produced with the sugars and proteins. And it's essentially a type of waste matter you can get from an improper diet. So if this coats or bogs down your system, it can accumulate and bring a lot of episodes of respiratory ailments. So you know, we've got the mucous membrane lubricant that's normal, and then we get this thicker, pasty mucus that's not normal, and it can build up in your respiratory system, and then it gives you things like bronchitis, walking pneumonia, asthma, and other respiratory problems, upper respiratory problems. You can even get tonsillitis from it, strep throat, and ear infections, and even several forms of dermatitis, like eczema and psoriasis, can be from a buildup of mucus in the system, and it's trying to escape through the skin. All right, so some of the things that helps to cut mucus. I like apple cider vinegar. It's excellent for cutting mucus, especially in the throat area. Opera singers use it to clear their vocal cords before they go sing. Also, tomato juice and pineapple juice. Also, garlic juice with onion, all great for cutting that mucus in a skinny minute. Now, sometimes, you know, you can have the cleanses going through the system, and then when you cleanse out the system, you get rid of the metabolic stumbling blocks, and then you don't have that backlog of toxicity causing issues, and your body just functions normally. So cleansing and nourishing the body is very basic, and it's old. It's an old form of therapy, but it seems to be very effective and inexpensive to do, and without the side effects that you get from other types of treatments. So if you're looking for the system cleanses, they're at thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for the immune-boosting herbs, they're at thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for the hot cayenne pepper, it's at thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for the prep packs for pandemics and snake bites and power herb kits and other things that you need, it's at thepowerherbs.com. And if you don't have a product catalog, you definitely want to give them a call at 866-229-3663 and get one. It's free. 866-229-3663. Of course, you can download their catalog from thepowerherbs.com. They have pneumonia kits. They have prostate kits. They have all kinds of, they have a heart attack pack. They got things for backup, you know, when you probably don't think you'll need it and then you do. And, you know, things happen in life and they sneak up on you, and then all of a sudden, you know, I wish I had done that. So, you know, we want to be proactive and we want to be prepared and do our due diligence. And God says herbs are here for the service of man. And I am one of these people that really believe that, because I know God can't lie. And all that stuff is right under our noses. Yet we go for toxic chemicals, you know, like drugs. And we expect that to make us well, you know. It's amazing what we do, isn't it? All right, we got a few minutes, so I'm going to talk about real quickly some key to regeneration. Cells like to replicate, and they need certain things to help them replicate. Some of the pitfalls that we use to hinder cell replication are: we eat a lot of processed foods because they don't have the enzymes in them to help the cells replicate. We eat too much sugar, which you know, depresses the immune system function and won't help us regenerate and heal. We consume a lot of alcohol, which isn't very cool for the liver, but it also depletes the system of vitamin B and also the nervous system of vitamin B and makes us anxious. And it also inhibits bone marrow. So we kind of rely on that bone marrow to make healthy blood cells. Also, we have too much caffeine. This creates fatigue, and it stresses the adrenal glands and the nervous system. And then we have foods with a lot of rancid fats and oils. You know, if you get off all those processed oils and all those oils that are in products like potato chips, and if you just don't eat them for several weeks or months, and then if someone handed you one of those, you would bite into that, and you would actually taste the rancidity. And this isn't something that's expired either. And you would taste the chemicals in the oil, because the oils, the processed oils, go through a filtration system with chemicals. And you would notice it. So if you get off those rancid oils and fats and chemicals, you find those in snack foods like potato chips and crackers, your grocery store baked goods, deep fried foods. These oils actually injure your cells and rob them of enzymes, and it can alter your DNA. So now we want to look at some of the regenerator type elements that we could just simply plug into our diet. So some of the foods that help your body regenerate quickly and stay healthy are fruits and vegetables, because they contain a lot of the vitamins and minerals and nutrition. This is raw fuel for your body to repair with. Now, you want to get organic, because it's going to have the most nutrition if you get organic. Also, whole grains, because the natural oils are still in the whole grains, and these are nutrients that help your starved cardio system, because most people that don't get whole grains, their cardio system is not healthy. Also, water and some sun-dried salt. These two things are counter-regulatory to prevent you from being dehydrated or your cells from being dehydrated, and prevents you from having fluid retention or edema. So these two things help keep your cell walls strong and flexible to prevent bleeding and stiff, rigid arteries and veins where plaque sticks. So water and sun-dried salt, essential for health. Also, regular exercise is in there on the list as well. Keeps you flexible, looking younger, feeling younger. Exercise, you know, our bodies are made to move, so it's important that we do that. It helps the body repair. It lifts the neurotransmitters and mood. And so it's a good thing to be in a better mood. So obviously you have all this at your disposal to do. Lifestyle change, implement some changes, and you're good to go. Really are. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time. Be well. Oh,